And speaking of men, they've got nothing to do with this. Yes, they do, actually. But there's the seventh annual women's dinner in Nimbin is coming up in November. So if you want to get along to that, if you're a woman, if you're a person of the female persuasion, because it's a bit separatist, it's closed to men. If us men get upset about that, well, we can have our own men's dinner, can't we? No. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. But anyway, this is the women's night, seventh annual women's dinner, and it's being organised through the Neighbourhood Centre. So if you want to find out more about that, I think $10 a ticket. And I can't from here read the date of it, my eyes being as poor as they are. But anyway, it's coming up in November, and you can find out about it through the Neighbourhood Centre. So if you're a woman, and if you're interested, or if you're a bloke and you want to pay for your dearest woman friend's ticket, go along to the Neighbourhood Centre and buy her a ticket. Make a nice little prezzy, wouldn't it? And you know what's happening tonight? Again, it's the Reclaim the Night March. I don't know if we're having one in Nimbin. Maybe not. But anyway, there's certainly one in Lismore. This began in 1978, apparently. The annual Reclaim the Night March began in 1978 by a bunch of what would have been very, very brave and strong women. And it was the marches to protest sexual violence and abuse by men against women and children, which is a bloody good cause. So the march this year begins in Lismore at Cadet's Cafe, a well-known hangout for good coffee. That's in Carrington Street, for those of you that don't know it. So yeah, get along there by 5 o'clock. There will be some talking, official addresses, a welcome to country, etc. And the march actually starts at 6. There'll be entertainment, and all women and children are welcome in the march, because everyone deserves to feel safe at night. And if you blokes out there are feeling a bit left out, all you have to do is stand on the side of the street and cheer as they go by. There'll be probably a few wankers, as usual, condemning the women as they walk by. So yeah, maybe a few blokes could be there and just cheer them as they go by, because they're doing a bloody grand job, and for a great cause, obviously. What could be more important? That's part of our environment, folks. That is part of our environment, very important part of our environment. As you may have noticed, there was an article in the paper last week, and it's to do with Rain. Rain and I used to be partners on this very radio program. She pretty well trained me up to do the fabulous job that I'm doing now. And she's one of those people who's sat around quietly thinking about things that were going on, such as the violence, the street violence that sometimes occurs in Nimbin. And instead of just going or hanging her head and going away, like a lot of us have been doing, saying, my God, what can we do about this? She decided to do something about it. So she got herself together with a small group of women, and for quite a long time last year, every Friday until winter got too cold, they're just sitting in the blister. If you look at the most recent issue of the Nimbin Good Times, there's a very good article about that. They're just sitting in the blister there outside the Rainbow Cafe, which is, of course, closed at that time of the night. And they're just knitting and sitting and knitting and watching what's going on. They call themselves Women Watching. And that article explains quite a bit about the response from various people that hang around that area at night, and how they've responded to these women being there, and how they've slowly come to accept them. They've dropped off on that over the severe winter months, but they're getting back into it again now that the slight more pleasant weather's coming along. So if you're out and about on a Friday night in Nimbin, stop off and say hello to Rain and her friends. You might even get a cup of tea out of them. Just sit and have a chat and find out what they're about. Give them our support. That's what they need. Every Friday night in the blister, as the town quietens down, there they are. Yes, indeed. Now, I did see something else in this paper that I thought I'd read out to you for those that either can't read or can't be bothered to read. It's in the Echo. You can probably hear me rustling through. Yes, here it is. This is an article on page 15, and it's headed Human Resilience to Climate Change. And that is the focus of a free public lecture by a fellow called Professor Bill Boyd. Bill Boyd will be at Southern Cross University next Thursday, which is the 5th of November, which is bonfire night. For those of you with a British background, when some sad Irishman tried and failed to blow up the British Houses of Parliament. A worthwhile endeavour, but a failure. Never mind, he's still being celebrated all these hundreds of years later, every November the 5th. Remember the 5th of November, Gunpowder Treason and Plot, which has got absolutely nothing at all to do with this article that I'm reading to you about. Professor Boyd, who is a geoarchaeologist, as he describes himself, he is having a lecture at the Southern Cross University next Thursday. His aim is to bring together environmental science and archaeology to answer questions about how society interacts with its environment. He says he sees resilience as the ability to maintain structure and function despite disruption. Societies in the past had to be adaptive, and there are plenty of lessons to be learned from their experiences. Yes, of course. Well, that's what evolution's all about, isn't it? If you believe in the theory of evolution, it's all to do with adaptation, adapting ourselves to what's going on. And if the climate change people are correct, then we're going to have to do a fair amount of adapting, and we're going to have to do it quite quickly. Yes, yeah, well, Professor Boyd says, while it is quite true that some past societies have collapsed when faced with extreme environmental changes, is it also true, it is also true, that many societies have been resilient enough to adapt and survive. So this is the central theme of his lecture next Thursday. I won't bother to read all of this article because you can read it yourself in your free copy of The Echo from the local newsagent. Alrighty, I think I've probably spoken enough today. Let me just say once again in closing that Vanessa and I offer our congratulations to the newly elected committee of the Environment Centre, and we wish them the very best. They have a very hard job to do, and they have a very high standard to keep up to. I'm going to leave you now. It's almost midday, which is my time to get out of here. I'm going to head off and set up my camp down at the showgrounds. I'll leave you with another little number from the Moody Blues that I've been playing for you. And I'll be back next Friday, as always.